just curious, you two, are you kind of shocked that we have actually finally gotten to our first episode of the Simple Marriage Radio?
I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. You think we'll make it?
I don't know. Teresa, I think I'm starting to wonder if you're behind our technological glitching. Because you're kind of anti-technology, are you not?
Hey, I'm just sandwiched in between you two geniuses. That's all I got.
Geniuses?
Wow.
Credit.
I think we should close the show right there, Michael.
That's right.
I think we should close the show because we know it's not going to get better from this moment on.
Oh, yep.
Sure it will.
No, it will. And let me introduce the gang here. I am Michael Smalley, and then I have also here hosting the show, Corey Allen, and Teresa Thomas as well. So we have two men and a girl.
Exactly.
Or two men and a lady.
Yeah, that's
girl's a little demeaning. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael.
Well, I knew because you're so much smarter than I am. I knew that was going to come. So I tried to kind of, dig my way out of that humbly, quickly.
Did it work? Yes. Yes.
See, I use the same thing with my wife because I generally find myself digging out of holes with her as well.
You carry a shovel with you often, is what you're saying?
Yeah. It's really a bulldozer. It's more of a bulldozer than it is, those big crane ones that has the big scooper.
You know, that might just be the lot of us men in life right there, my friend. That it seems like we just carry shovels and dig holes and then try to figure out ways out of them fairly regularly.
That's right.
Well, Teresa, is that what you experienced with your wonderful husband?
You know, yes. He does carry a big shovel.
Man, I kind of set you up there to like honor him and value him. And you just tossed him under the bus.
We're going to be real on this show. I mean, Simple Marriage Radio, it's all about being real, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, I think so.
Yes.
Well, I think that's why I'm excited, especially, teaming up with the two of you is kind of a cornerstone of what I've always done. And it even started with my dad and his, and when he started helping marriages, is that the three of us don't need to pretend to be better than we are. And we're just as dysfunctional as everybody else is who's listening.
Exactly.
So we're not going to hide that.
No, that's, I think in the premise of we're going to be real and kind of share our journey with the listeners, because if anything else is going to provide hope, that it's going to be like, well, hey, man, if these guys are having the same issues I have, then I must be doing just fine.
That's kind of the goal, is you'll listen to this show and you'll hear how messed up our lives are, and we're professionals. So you'll feel much better about your life. That's kind of what we're going for. Is that not, Teresa? Is that
Absolutely.
What we're going for?
It's kind of like when a bunch of girls get together, we all start feeling really normal when we're all cackling about all the things going on in our marriages. So I hope this radio show can provide that as well for couples. So
I actually love the word you use.
I have to stop.
Cackling.
Did she just refer to us as a bunch of women getting together?
I take that as an honor.
Okay.
Okay. We're just going to have
rule.
The male perspective as well.
That'll work. Okay.
Well, but Teresa, not even the cackling word, which was a good, I'm impressed that you can drop cackling this quick in the show.
Okay.
The normal word. Let's talk about that for a second. Because you're a part, we have the Smalley Centers, and you're the lead intensive coach for the Dallas Smalley Center. And what do you find, what happens with a couple when you kind of help them realize, hey, you're not alone?
Well, I mean, all kinds of light bulbs go off, and it just puts them at ease in that environment, knowing that they're going to have to, open up and be transparent with me for the next 2 days. And when they're able to share their stories with me and feel like, that they're not, there's not something odd or strange about them or their situations, that, majority of the times couples don't tell me anything I haven't heard before. And it just gives them a sense of safety and security in working through their marriage.
Well, Corey, what you've been working with couples as well for a long time. And is that kind of what you experience as well? I mean, does it sort of give them a sense of hope? Like, hey, maybe we can make it?
Absolutely. I think if you can get to an understanding that whatever happens in your marriage, for the most part, is kind of part and parcel to what happens in marriage, that it's a normal process, that it's something natural unfolding, that if you can look at it a little differently, then all of a sudden that empowers you to change it a little bit, to do something different, to lean into it, to grow, to challenge yourself, to confront something within yourself and your marriage. And then that ultimately brings about hope, because when you feel stronger on your own two feet, you feel stronger together.
Well, and I think, isn't that really, at the end of the day, what we're doing with this radio show is we're going to allow you, because I always love how you word that, Corey. We're going to allow, people are going to learn how to do things differently.
Right.
See, we get stuck, right? And couples get stuck. And what the problem is that you keep kind of doing the same things over and over again that don't work. Mm-hmm. And what this show is going to do, this being our inaugural show, that's not quite as good of a word as cackle, but inaugural, that's a good word.
Yep. Yes.
Especially in an election year.
That's right.
But what happens, though, and I think why I get so excited about this show, is you're going to get practical. So this isn't rocket science, right? How to love well is definitely not rocket science. The problem is we don't really know what to do when it goes bad, when an expectation isn't met, when our feelings...
Can't find resolutions to conflicts. And there's always win-lose going on and backfighting. And so, another thing I think that's helpful to couples to hear is that they're in a season, whether they're in a season of just being married or in a season of, what are we going to do with our finances, having children, kids going off to college, they're seasons. And I think when you break it down for them that way, it helps them not see it as such a long, drawn-out process.
Right.
And then there's like a light. Pass.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes.
And it's not a train.
And it's not a train.
Okay.
It's not a train.
I was trying to beat you to it, man.
Well, I think Corey and I met a few years ago, and that eventually, like 3 years later, because that's how fast our brains process, 3 years later, we sort of launched this thing called thesimplemarriage.com, which is, it's up, it's ready, it's out there, and it's kind of a revolutionary new way to help couples, whether they're happy, they're just going to maintain their happiness and probably get happier, mm-hmm. or all the way down to if they're miserable, they're going to be able to go through the simplemarriage.com course and they're going to be able to get better. And really this radio show was birthed out of the course, because we realized, and Teresa, I know you agree, and Corey, is that we're really wanting to fundamentally change marriage in America. And the only way to do that is to get as many people as we can to hear the truth about what makes marriage work.
Right.
Correct. And I can't tell you how many couples come into my office that have seen Michael, you and Amy speak, or your dad speak, and say, I've heard those concepts before. And, that was 5 or 6 years ago. So I think this radio station provides them with that ongoing reminder of the techniques and tools that work. And just somewhere they can go that reminds them that the more of the same, like you said earlier, is not going to change their, the way they're relating to one another. So I just love the idea of them being able to tap into this on a weekly basis.
Right. And the fact that this will hit home in the sense that we're going to live our life out loud through the radio show and talk about the concepts, talk about the process, because one of the things I fundamentally believe in that will change the culture of marriage, which is largely what Michael and I have built on with the Simple Marriage Course and the Academy, is that when you can change the way you view what happens in relationships, it changes what you do in relationships. And so if you can all of a sudden start to realize there's a process at play, there's energy and there's things that are going on that are natural in every system. So if you can harness that, you can create something better, and you can take it from, like you mentioned earlier, Mike, of, you can take a mediocre marriage and make it great, or you can take a good marriage and make it fabulous.
No, you can. And I want to be really clear, so everyone listening hears this. Marriage education works. Mm-hmm. And we know this from years and years and years of research, where traditional marital therapy, where you meet 1 hour a week with a counselor, is broken. It's only around a 20% success rate. And that's bad. And success, by the way, is defined as the couple staying together.
Right.
And so, in essence, what happens is couples go, on average, they'll only go to 2 sessions. So they'll give it basically 2 weeks, and 2 hours, and it's not even a full hour, right?
No.
I mean,
no.
Teresa, you used to do traditional counseling. Corey did traditional counseling. I did traditional counseling. Mm-hmm. When you have a couple and just even a regular practice, I mean, a lot of times people show up late. And so you don't even get going on time. And then you got to shoot the breeze a little bit. And so really that hour is probably, honestly, realistically, maybe 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And so it's only 20% successful. And I don't think it's because of a failure of therapists out there. I think it was really a failure of the system and what therapists use to help couples. And so this is when, for example, almost 13 years ago, 14 years ago, when my brother, who's also a psychologist, and you know, our family meetings are always incredibly interesting. My brother's a therapist. My father's a therapist. My wife, my brother's wife, all of us.
Yeah, who gets the bill for that one, man? That's
yeah. That's tell me, well, not only that, but we can't even pass the salt without having a major like conversation about it.
I envision a bunch of Chase lounges in the den too. Everybody laying.
It's a little bit like that, yes.
Yes.
But what happens is what we landed on when we went, okay, marital therapy stinks, in essence, the format. Well, what better format would work? And what we eventually landed on was a couple of things. One is you need to teach couples how to do it differently. Mm-hmm. You can't just sit there day after day going, tell me what you feel, and then let them eventually figure it out, because they won't. They won't give it the time to figure out. So you need to do marriage education, which means your attitude is teaching them, directing them. A lot of times I tell my couples, I'm like your marriage consultant, right?
Sure.
And then the second part is time. Mm-hmm. And the time format is huge. And so, for example, like the Smalley Intensive Program is either 1 day, 2 days, or 3 days in a row from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. And when we're explaining this at live events, I'll ask couples, when's the last time you sat together and just focused on your marriage? How long? And never.
Yeah. Never. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
And so the Smalley Intensive Program, where traditional marital therapy is 20% successful, the intensive program is 85% successful. And what we're doing with this show is we're taking the very concepts that we all know to work, and we're going to teach you. This is going to be your moment where you can download the show, listen to it whenever you want. And you're getting stuff, we promise, you're getting stuff that works. Because Corey, and you talk about this a lot, very passionately, it feels like a lot of the shows out there and a lot of the books and stuff are really just Band-Aids.
Yeah, I think that they help relieve the pain and the frustration, which largely therapy plays into this. You know, what comes to my mind is I was working with a couple. And I asked them, so what is, you know, they've been in therapy for years. And I asked, well, what didn't work in therapy? Because, you know, I don't want to repeat the same mistakes. And their joking answer right off the bat was, well, what doesn't work in therapy is therapy.
Yep.
And like, well, okay, well, let's make sure we're not doing it different. You know, let's make sure we're doing something that's different. And so what I'm thinking of as I'm listening to you talk about this is, what if there was actually a way, if you didn't have the access to an intensive or an access to sit down and do a focused time that's with a guided professional, what if there was a way that you could do that in the comfort of your own home?
Wouldn't that be amazing if that was available?
That would be revolutionary. Wouldn't it? Wait.
Wait a minute.
There is a way.
There is.
To do that.
And that we would have
be,
done it.
That would be the geniuses
speak again.
But it is the idea of taking concepts that are naturally at play and utilizing them in a different way. And I think that's the key. That's what's different about this show. That's what's different about Simple Marriage Radio, is it's, let's make marriage simple. I mean, that,
well, because it's flipping complicated, right? Or at least it feels complicated, because how many times do people, you included,
yeah,
how many times do we even try to do something helpful and it blows up in our face?
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
So
this stuff doesn't have to be impossible.
Right. And it's not about, you know, necessarily it's a step by step by step by step way we're talking about it. But it is more about, let's take a concept and let's unpack it during the show. And that way everybody has a real solid good takeaway from every single episode we do together.
There will never be an episode that is worthless.
Exactly.
Because Well, because
except for
we
all the
really
ones we
do.
Did when we had all the technical glitches that we blamed Teresa for. So.
That's right.
Except those shows that we have trashed.
Yes, you'll never hear those.
Well, because we're passionate, we want your marriage better. Yep. I mean, we genuinely care about your marriage succeeding. And so every episode is important to us that you're getting one thing, not 50 things, one thing each episode that you can start doing that day whenever you listen to it.
Right.
Is that fair?
That's exactly what we're talking about.
Are the two of you ready for this journey?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
All right. Let's go. I'm ready. So this has been the first radio show of Simple Marriage Radio, a simple solution to making married life great.
Exactly. Love it.